as Zambia's number one antibacterial show. When a child smiles, their parents sees their future bright and strong. Tuffies. Find yours at a butter store near you today. And 100 winners can stand tough and win a share of 200,000 kwacha in butter shoe vouchers. Simply buy a pair of Tuffies in store. Write your details at the back of the receipt and drop it in the books provided at every butter store countrywide. The competition runs until 30th January 2026. T's and C's apply.
Are you under financial pressure? Pot and Grant Fence Services has a solution for you. We give instant cash loans to civil servants and Zambia's employees. Bring your three latest bank statements, a latest payslip, your NRC, and get an instant loan of up to 5,000 kwacha within 10 minutes. Maximum payback period is 6 months. We are found countrywide in Lusaka, Kawe, Dola, Kitwe, and many other towns. Call 096-677-5064.
Send an email to loans@tottengram.co.za.
Tottengram Fence Services, a helping hand when you really need it.
Hey. Let's go. You ready? You're the best. You're the best. Best I ever had. Best I ever had.
Let's do it. It's the perfect mix, both informative and entertaining. Stay tuned and keep enjoying the Phoenix Breakfast.
music by Alicia Keys, the song titled Try Sleeping with a Broken Heart, right here on Phoenix FM. Only the best is good enough. This song is about 16 years old. Hey, a whole teenager. In fact, at 16 in Zambia, you can get an NRC, actually. So if this song was in Zambia by now, it could have a whole NRC. That's how old the song is. Yeah, it is. And also, you think about it, that is how much time has gone. Time has gone. So if you have a child who's born in, 2008, 2009, 2010, yeah, that's where things are. In case you're wondering, that's where things are, and that's how old these people are. How old they're turning this year. Yeah, that's how much time is gone. You might be thinking because of the year, you're probably thinking, okay, they're still around this age, but nope, they're getting older. They are definitely getting older. Speaking of getting older, so today happens to be my elder brother's birthday. Yeah, so he turns a year older today. Happy birthday to my brother, Tali Chineshe. Yeah, 26th of January. I was making fun of him a few weeks ago that, look, all those born in January, we did all the celebrations for them in December. So if they don't get gifts and so on, they should understand. Because, yeah, it's January, you know? We're sorting out things, we've got bills to pay, we've got all these things going on. And, you know, it's the beginning of the year, so meaning when your birthday is done, like, you spend the rest of this year, like, you know? You have to wait until next year for your birthday. I don't know if that makes sense. Because everyone else, like, you know, the year has started, so you're waiting for, like, your birthday is coming along in the year. But if you're at the beginning, like, you get it over and done with quickly, then you have the rest of the 2026 to celebrate other people's birthdays and then wait for yours next year. But happy birthday to him. And if you're celebrating your birthday as well today, happy birthday to you. Alicia Keys, whose song we've just been playing, was celebrating her birthday yesterday. She turned 45 years old. Now, what is quite interesting about Alicia Keys is a movement that she started in 2016, all right? So she started a no-makeup movement, all right, where she was just trying to show young girls, including our own daughter, that, look, it's okay. You can live a life. You don't always have to put makeup on, or you don't have to fit into the societal expectations. You don't have to beat yourself up with personal insecurities, you know, or what people have set out to be the beauty standards across the world and so on. You can live happily with who you are and how you were born and so on. So this is a movement that she started in 2016, and I mean, it was quite nice for her to do that. And if you see a lot of her photos or interviews, she shows up just like that, a natural face, doesn't have to put no makeup, despite what the occasion is, what the event is. To show up just like that, but I don't know how many people can do that, can openly, proudly do that today, because now it seems like you have to, especially for women. It feels like a lot of them feel like they have to, like you just have to. You have to have makeup on. If you don't, then you are behind, or you're not up to date. You're not fashionable. That's how some people feel. They feel like they need to, because that's what everyone else is doing now. And sometimes you also get to see it, even for those who are even much, much older in age, you find that even that pressure is catching on as well, where they feel like they have to do some of those things. Not just like pressure for young people, but even for much older people as well, where they're beginning to do that. They also want to